Welcome to the Iron Mind Podcast. Join me, Josh Brumley, as we explore the minds of those who forged their paths through legal battles, business triumphs, and creative conquests. In each episode, we sit down with inspiring individuals who've sharpened their resolve in the fires of entrepreneurship and law. From lawyers breaking barriers to entrepreneurs overcoming obstacles, we uncover the stories behind their iron wills and innovative minds. Get ready for thought-provoking conversations, practical insights, and actionable advice. This is the Iron Mind Podcast. Welcome to the Iron Mind Podcast. In today's episode, we have the pleasure of speaking with Ayat Murad, the Homelessness Prevention Program Coordinator at the Iraqi Community Center of Washington. With a deep commitment to supporting immigrant communities and preventing homelessness, Ayat shares insights into the vital work being done at the center, addressing the unique challenges faced by the Iraqi community in Washington. Join us as we delve into Ayat's journey, the mission of the Iraqi Community Center, success stories, challenges faced, and how listeners can support this important cause. Welcome to the show, Ayat.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. So tell us a little bit about your background and how you came to work at the Iraqi Community Center here in Kent.
Okay. It kind of goes way back. Very coincident. Way back in, December of 2017, a friend of mine invited me to volunteer for their Christmas drive and, you know, giving out gifts to kids. Once I went to the center and I saw the great work that they were doing there, I just started volunteering. I would go in whenever I have time. Sometimes I would be there just like a full-time employee would be going there over time. And then I started doing an internship with them because I couldn't do volunteering and study at the same time.
Right.
Where I was studying at the University of Washington, getting my psychology degree. But my heart was still with the community and I wanted to do something. So I figured out an internship to do with the center. Mm-hmm. And back then, 2018, it was their senior program, which is one of their biggest programs right now. And from there, I went back to school and came back after a while. I was looking for a job. And again, by coincidence, I was offered this position of, you know, managing the homelessness prevention program. And I was so happy. I did not think twice. Yeah. Accepted their offer. And I'm just so happy to see the clients walking out with something. Mm. You know, it's not always financial, even though we do have the financial part of it, but it's not always the financial part. Yeah.
Can you tell us more about what all of the programs that the Iraqi Community Center offers? So if someone's not familiar, they can become familiar with the center?
Sure. It starts with the homelessness prevention, which basically is offers families to have their own independence. So we basically empower them to be independent and have stable housing. That's one of it. We have our after-school programs. We have our early childhood programs. We have our senior village or senior program, which I said is one of our biggest programs. Mm-hmm. We have social services. And, you know, with each program, there's always sub-programs to it.
Wow.
Yeah. So with the after-school, you have after-school, and then you have an Arabic school. With the early childhood, you have two different programs, one focused with the child, one focused with the parent. With social services, we have a case manager specifically, for example, if a client have been here for 5 years or less, or another case manager for somebody that's been here for more than 5 years.
I see.
So it doesn't matter your age group, your, you know, your sex, your how long you've been in the United States, your English level. You're always welcome, and there's always somebody to help.
And so who do you recommend get involved with the center? Like, how do you find people in the community who need your assistance?
Okay. We're always outreaching. Mm-hmm. I know that we have two people that do outreach, where they go out in the community when there are events happening. We're having our own tables, flyers. We have our social media platforms. I believe we have two different platforms. Mm-hmm. Where we share what we do.
Yeah. And I'm an active follower on those platforms.
I've seen that. thank you for that. You know, yeah. It's all connected. And then the community itself as well. So each case manager or each person that works there, we come from families and friends and groups, and we go to different events and we're meeting different people. Mm-hmm. So we're always, you know, when you get get-togethers or gatherings, and, you know, you ask about who's what they're doing. And when I tell them where I'm working, I'm going to elaborate more. And then they're like, oh, maybe, no, somebody needs your help. So, yeah.
So it's a lot of word of mouth.
It is. And we're also connected with the government.